Well, then I looked around what else to do, and as you know, eventually I ended up with Shockley in California. This had a rather interesting connection because Shockley belonged at that time to Beckman Instruments. And they had a subsidiary in Munich, a small factory and servicing centers for spectrometers. And one of my former colleagues from the Physics Institute worked at Beckman Instruments and
in Munich.
In Munich, and he told me that he had heard that Shockley was looking for additional staff, and so I decided to put in an application, which at first did not work out very positively because I got a reply that they didn't need any additional staff at that point. And so the whole thing did not work out, and didn't do much else because my situation at my job had improved again. But then suddenly and without any warning, I got a phone call at my laboratory that Shockley was in Munich and wanted to see me. And well, we made a date, and I met him and Mrs. Shockley, who had accompanied him, and I later on heard that she was quite influential in deciding whom he hired.
Oh.
Yes, because she was a psychologist.
So she came to the interview?
She came to the interview, yes. Also asked a few questions, and maybe some background, which I did not know at that time. Shockley suddenly needed staff again. You probably know the history of the Shockley Laboratory in Palo Alto. Shockley had done all these this great work at Bell Laboratories, and after he had received his Nobel Prize, he decided that he wanted to go into business, and got money from Beckman Instruments and set up this laboratory in Palo Alto. And he had hired a very good staff, but just at that time before he came to Munich, most of those people had left him. And this was actually the beginning of Silicon Valley, because all these people went out and founded a few transistor companies. They had had some disagreements with Shockley about which devices to develop, and obviously they were right because they were very successful.
Was that the Fairchild?
That was the biggest. The number went to Fairchild, but there were about 12 people, and there were some other smaller companies founded in Silicon Valley, which was not Silicon Valley at that time, because there was only this nucleus of the Shockley people who had been assembled there, and since they liked it in this area, they just started their businesses there.
I see.
So this was the background why he suddenly again had vacancies. I didn't know about this, but I was happy anyway that I was being considered again. We had a very interesting talk, and he asked me all sorts of questions. But what really made the difference was that I had, from the literature, decided that I was going to propose a new type of transistor, which had certain advantages, which I could only design on paper because we didn't have the technology at that time. And so I had this design finished, but nobody at Siemens was interested in it, and I showed this to Shockley, and he asked about some details, and was satisfied everything worked, and this convinced him that I could do some original work. Very soon I received an offer and accepted it immediately, and then I started out in California. That was about 1962.